Liz Erlewine is here from Purdue Galleries and a wonderful new exhibit coming out this week just for a month. So you definitely want to get over to Fountain Gallery for Gifted. She's here in the studios. Hi.
Hi.
There are so many pieces in the collection. Tell us what's going to be on display.
Sure. As you mentioned, we have over 5,500 works in our collection and we store them and preserve them and care for them. But we like to find opportunities to get those works out to the public so that people can engage with them and see them. So that's what we have going on here. We have an exhibition that features works from our permanent collection. This particular exhibition is called Gifted, Selected Gifts to the Permanent Collection. And the thing that unites what's on display here is simply that they were gifts to Purdue University Galleries.
I know there's a lot of diverse pieces, so it's not just going to be paintings or sculpture. It's a wide range of things. Tell us a little bit about the mediums that
we'll
see.
Sure. There's a whole bunch of things on display. A lot of them are fine art prints. We have a number of etchings and lithographs that will be on display, but we also have original paintings, bronze sculptures from Frederick Remington, and even some pre-Columbian clay figures will be on display as well.
This is one of those things that it's the summer and there are all sorts of things that are going on with festivals downtown and the farmers market and whatnot. Tell us, is that sort of nice to have something a little different going on as you guys are there at the Fountain Gallery?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we get a lot of passerby traffic, people who are out enjoying the town, especially on a lovely day. And when they come into the Fountain Gallery, they really want to have a lot to see. So this exhibition will feature a wide variety of things. So I think it will have something for everybody.
Liz Erlewine is my guest from Purdue Galleries, and you can find out more at purdue.edu/galleries, or you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, take a selfie there and tag them as well. I'm curious, are there any favorites in this particular Gifted collection for you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to go through and choose from the selections of gifts that were made to Purdue. And among my favorites, I have to say, are three pieces by Rufino Tamayo. We actually have an original painting by Diego Rivera that will be on display, but the Tamayo is what you should come out and see.
I know that you mentioned over 5,000, actually 5,500 things. There's got to be a lot of technical things in storage. And when you were going through, was it a nice sort of thing to have some digital things or to go and look and see? And I imagine
yes.
Is there a good process for that?
Yes, we really work through the selection process digitally. So we have our archive of materials, and I worked with our assistant director, Michael Hathaway, who pulled a selection of things that would be available for me to select from, and I made those selections mostly digitally, yes.
Gifted, Selected Gifts to the Permanent Collection is on display through August 5th, just a month's time to see some of these. Has it been a while for some of these to be seen in the public?
Sure, absolutely. We have certain pieces that come out more frequently than others. So some of these pieces I have seen within the past 10 years, but many of these haven't been out for quite some time. So it's a unique chance to see these works.
I know it gets busy, and through right around August 4th in Ringel Gallery is some wonderful Japanese art that folks can see. Tell us a little bit about when folks can come see things at the Fountain Gallery, and what are you looking forward to this fall?
This fall, we have a lot of exciting things coming up. In Ringel Gallery, we will open with an exhibition called Dong Yifeng, Painting Through a Century of Change. And that exhibition will feature works from local collector Erwei Dong, showcasing the life's work of artist Dong Yifeng through three periods of Chinese history. So we're really excited about that. And then downtown at Fountain Gallery, we will open with a solo exhibition by artist Myung-Gyun Yu, who will have a large installation in the space. And you can come out in the middle of August to see him working, and the opening reception is August 18th.
Oh, cool. Sort of some global fest things,
yeah.
You know, associated with that. And I know probably this fall, folks will be like, hey, wait a minute, I saw this when they go to the Feast of the Hunter's Moon that's coming up this fall, that they'll be like, hey, wait a minute, I saw some really cool things that have been in the Fountain Gallery.
Yes, absolutely. We just closed our 5300 Feast of the Hunter's Moon exhibition. And so nice tie-in with this year's festivities this October.
Well, Liz, we hope you'll come and tell us more about the things that come up this fall. And again, where can folks find out more about the exhibits?
It's great to follow us on social media. That's where you'll see more up-to-date information on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But we certainly have information about our exhibitions at purdue.edu/galleries.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And we're looking forward to Gifted.
Thank you.